Shalom, shalom.
Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Sister Yaina and another edition of the Yehuda Project. We thank you so much for tuning in to us again today. I want to play a song, as I usually do, to give our callers a chance to call in. And I hope you enjoy the song. It's called Songs of Sinai, Thou Art Yah.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Shalom, and welcome to the Yehuda Project.
Okay. You want to have prayer with us? Do you have any announcements before you go into prayer?
I don't have any announcements at this point in time, but I do want to join everybody in prayer.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay. Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for an opportunity to have this platform to be able to share your wisdom and your heart and your knowledge to your people and your love and compassion in gathering on your people, Almighty Yahuwah, to together as a nation. And we thank you for the uprise of a nation. Bless the uprise, bless the uprise, bless the uprise of Yisrael. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Hashem Yahuwah. Elohim, hallelujah. All praises to the Most High, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have some special guests that we have on the line right now. We're waiting on everyone to get on board. We're waiting for all of the guests that we have to call in. If you are a special guest and we've invited you on the show today, we want you to push one. If you're on the panel, we also would like for you to push one, because we are going to have a real interesting topic today. We're going to continue the topic that we had last week, and we're going to deal with what we need to do to gather as a nation, what's going on with our nation in terms of how they label us, how we need to approach these situations, what plans we put into place, and we're going to do some great things today on the Yehuda Project. So, Kebab, you have anything you want to say? You can go ahead while we give everyone a chance to call in.
No, I'm excited about what is transpiring in our nation. As you look around, it is evident or among those who really understand the move of Yah, who understands how the energy of Yah is flowing in the earth at this time. And the gathering is taking place from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. It is taking place, and Yah is gathering his people. He's waking up our people. There's more of us waking up at this time more than any other time. And everyone is on the same brain wave or wavelength, or shall I say, mindset, one accord in us gathering together and bringing our people together for the purpose of us being regathered as a nation. And only Almighty Yah can do this, what is transpiring in the earth. And it's very, very powerful. And those that have an eye to see it, and those that have an ear to hear it, hear and see and know it, and they are willing to submit themselves to what the move of Yah is. So I want to encourage all of my our listeners and my brothers and my sisters to open yourself up to what is transpiring in our nation, in the gathering of a people. Only the Creator and only the Most High Yahweh could do what is being done at this time in the earth. And I don't want you to miss it. I see so many brothers and sisters walking around in fear. They're afraid of what is transpiring in the earth. Some of them don't understand or overstand what is transpiring in the earth, and they walk in fear. Some of them really believe that in their mind that what the way they feel about us not gathering together and trying to block and trying to stop the move of Yah, they really feel in their mind that they're actually right in doing what they're doing. But I want to encourage those that understand and overstand the move of Yah to flow with the Ruach of Yah, follow the direction of Yah, and don't miss what is transpiring in the timeline of Yah at this time. Because so many will miss it, and they will be caught in a position where they are really unsafe and unprotected. So safety and refuge is inside the move of Yah, and I want to encourage you. Don't allow the naysayers. Don't allow the gainsayers. Don't allow those that walk in fear. Don't allow them their words to grip your heart and to have your heart trembling in fear, that it even impedes your steps or impedes your direction or cause you to even stop in going the direction of the Most High. So I want to encourage all of you, get on board with what's happening in the earth, because it is of the Most High Yah. And that's all I need to say. Shalom.
All right, shalom, shalom. The phone lines are lighting up. We got quite a few callers on the line. Again, if we've invited you to the show, would you please push one? We're still waiting on some of our panelists to come on the show. And I just wanted to say that this show has really taken off. I checked the status report this morning, and it went from 7,145 listeners to 7,285 listeners within a course of 3 hours. So the show that went forth last Sunday has had a total of 140 listeners in a course of 3 hours. So the word is getting out there. The Most High, Yahweh Shai, is using this format for the word to get out there so that we can touch our people. They are listening, and we have their ear, and this is a perfect opportunity for us all to come together and speak in unity as one so that we can get this word out there, you know, because we have the teachers out there, we have the Knessers, we have the Mores, we have the elders, and everybody's out there individually doing whatever they've been called to do. This format gives us an opportunity to come together and show some unity. So I just wanted to let you know that. I just wanted to also say that, you know, there are quite a few people who disagree with us. The nation building thing, the whole nation building, and we want you to know nobody is promoting anybody to be sovereign. We're not asking you to do it. We're not asking you to do any of those things. All we're saying is come together and let's show some unity. There are some people who are doing the sovereignty, and that's fine. There are some people who choose not to do it, and that's fine as well. All we're saying is come together and let's show some unity. Let's come together and show the world that we're able to come together for once in our history of our lifetime. So on that note, I'm going to open up one of the mics of Brother, I think this is Brother Adonai. Brother Adonai, go ahead. You have the mic. Can you tell everyone who you are and where you're calling from?
Okay. Shalom, everybody. My name is Adonai Yehuda, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, and again, I'd like to tell you guys, I know that we have quite a few area codes that I did see last week, and if you are, we did invite you to come on to the show. We want you to please push 1 so that you can let everybody know who you are, where you're calling from, and then we'll leave your mic open, and that'll give us an opportunity to put some questions on the table. I had a young man who came to me today, and we had a very extensive conversation about what we're doing. And this is a young man that's in his 30s, and his issue with us was this. He said, you know, it's okay to build an infrastructure and to build a nation, but what happens? What's going to happen after that? How are we going to show unity, and how are we going to come together, and how are we going to show ourselves to be unified? You know, that we can't just say we're going to have a nation and we're just going to build a nation and have different people believe different things all over the place. You know, and I told him, you know, his concept and what his thoughts were very good. But, you know, like I told him, at the end of the day, all we can do is follow the instructions of the Most High, and that's what we're doing. He's the one that has the strategy, and that's how we do it. So, you know, I don't really have the answer to that. All we're doing is trying to be obedient. Brother Adonai, you have something you want to add?
Cain, yes. Yeah, as we build this nation, the Almighty, see, what we have to do is we have to understand that the Almighty is orchestrating all of this. At this particular time in our generation here. And he wants us, he has shown that we must separate ourselves. And in separating ourselves, that doesn't mean that we don't have other people that have other understandings. But and he will open up our minds to let us know which way we should go and how we should conduct ourselves and how we should be a nation. One thing I say in building this nation, man, we must try to support our things. We spend over $1 trillion in this society, and we don't own that one thing. You understand? We don't have no clothing line, food line or anything. And we need those things, you understand, to build our nation, for our nation. And we keep on, they keep on adding stuff to the food and all of that, and we buying that stuff, and it's giving us cancer and all of those things. True that that's part of the curse. But we don't, you know, at this particular time, we have to pull ourselves away from this curse here. And Almighty will see that happens, that transpires. See, we have to trust in the Almighty. That's our main thing, to trust in the Most High and do righteousness, and he will bless our hand. So you know, when you trust in the Almighty, he is the one that's going to guide us and show us and teach us and watch over us and you know and protect us. So, all what's being said here is that we gotta unite as a nation. Now,
Can I ask you a quick question? How long have you been in this movement? How long have you been a Hebrew Israelite?
I've been an Israelite for 35 years.
Wow. That's long.
35
time.
Years. And things have been, you know, we've tried certain things. We tried to come together under doctrine. That don't happen because everybody has a different and diverse understanding of the scripture. You understand? Be it New or Old Testament. They all, even in the New Testament, they have a diverse understanding. The Almighty will broaden our understanding once we start moving towards coming to a nation, and he will show us which way we shall go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds like a plan. I mean, we have wisdom on the line. We have people that have been in this thing for a long time, and it's a lot of information that's going forth today. And we still want to deal with the issue of domestic terrorists. We have some people that are calling in from Canada. We have people that are calling in from California, New Mexico. They're calling in from all over the country, and we're trying to give them time to get in, you know, because people have different responsibilities and things in life. And we're giving them time to call in because they have different testimonies. And we also did something last week. We created a petition. One of the, I think it was Priest Stylewam, suggested that we create a petition so that we could get the Israelites around the country to sign the petition to let them know that we are serious about who we are and that we believe that we are the people of the book. And we've been sending those petitions out to the leaders of the camp. If you're on the line and you are a leader of a camp and you're interested in receiving a petition, where we can do, you can either do it online through your Facebook page or you can print it off and have somebody physically sign it. If you're interested in receiving one of the petitions, please push 1 and let us know who you are, and we will recapture your phone number at the end of the show, and we'll call you and get all the information that we need to get from you so we can get this information to you. We're dealing with nation building. We're dealing with what we go through as a nation, and a lot of people don't believe we can do it. And I don't understand. I mean, we've had show after show after show. We've had people call in with fear. We've had people call in with hesitation and disbelief. And they don't think that we have what it takes to build a nation. Kabah, I mean, what do you think the problem is?
I think the problem is people, when you are embarking upon something that you've never done before, fear grips people. And because we have been in the nation of our enemies, we have only known and seen what has been done around us. So for us to take something and to come together as a people and to build from the ground up, it's scary for people. So they don't know how to handle that.
Okay, but at the same time, though, like Brother Adoniak said, he's been in this thing for 35 years. There are some camp leaders who have said to the people that are trying to build the United Nations of Israel, we tried to do this a long time ago. It's no big deal that the FBI came to see you. We've had the FBI sitting in our camp. What makes this time any different from before?
Because it's the timing of Yah. There's a difference between man's time and the timing of Yah. When it's the timing of Yah, everybody that is supposed to be a part of what is in that timeline is going to all have the same mindset. They're going to know that, okay, it's the time. If something's going on here, it's the timing for us to come together. They're all going to come to the same conclusion. We got to buy our own. We got to have our own food line. We have to grow our own food. We have to create our own housing. We have to create something for our own people so that we're able to survive what is getting ready to transpire. Not only just survive it, but also be able to thrive in it, and also know that it's not just for me, it's for everybody of our nation. See, a lot of times, I believe when you have people at different points in time doing things because they were doing it on the basis of a Knesset, my camp, this camp. Division was all in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. So when you come together with the understanding that this is the move of Yah, and it goes beyond what your doctrinal differences are, it goes beyond what how long you've been in this thing. It's all about bringing our people together. And those that are going to be in the forefront and making this happen are going to be the ones that have a heart for the people of Yah. If you don't have a heart for Yah's people and you try to step in to this move and your heart and your mind ain't right, get ready to be removed, because Yah is not going to allow anybody's selfish motive or their own intent to get in the way of what is prophesied to happen. So not only is this a special time, but it's also a very dangerous time for those who do not understand what's going on. So it's happening because Yah has ordained it. Yah has caused it to come like this, and Yah has spoken into the hearts and the spirits of our men and our women, our leaders, and those that are also people that are just around those waking up and know that something's going on. It's time for us to come together. They feel it. And the sad part about it is it seems to be during a time where tragedy is going to come, like even to this nation, where we're going to be needing to come together. It's when people seem to come together. Something bad has to get ready to happen to bring Yisrael together. And that's sad, but it's true.
Like Priest Salwan said, they need a sign. And a lot of times we do need a sign, and people seek after sign, because never before in the history of me growing up have I ever seen so many black men on the street corners preaching. I mean, that was unheard of. I mean, you know what I'm saying? When you see the Shield of Wisdom and We Got Next and FOPE and ISUPK and all of these different camps that are actually on the street corners yelling out and teaching this word and trying to get these people to see who they are, you know, this lets you know that these are the signs of the times, that we're coming on to the end of this thing, and this thing is supposed to come to an end. But it's the fear that grips Israel is the part that I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand. You know, when Zabak got on the show and last week and he said, ride or die, we stand, this is how we roll, this is how We Got Next do it. You know, Shem and my Shrek have a shot. We going to die for this word. That's the mentality that you expect to be from every man in Israel. But because of the state that we've been in for so long, it's like they're afraid to say something. And it's like, for me, when I look at it, they say, well, y'all doing this, and y'all coming to get us, and y'all getting ready to do this. But he's always used men.
Yes.
Booyah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, always use men to do it. But it seems like that when we step up and we try to step up and do something, we're our worst enemy.
Yes, exactly. It's part of that slave mentality. It's part of what was instilled in us, these 300-400 years of slavery. But it's actually, to be honest with you, it's actually no excuse. Because just as much as slavery and that Willie Lynch syndrome has been ingrained in us, the almighty power of Yah has actually come and has broken that yoke off of our necks so that we can stand up to our enemy and come together so that he can get the glory. He can establish his kingdom. And that is what's taking place. Our people don't understand that as you see another dominion fall, you also see the rise of the kingdom of Yahweh. The kingdom of Yah is rising, and it's going to rise up in our nation, in the people. That's what they don't understand. Almighty Yah is on the inside of you, and when the people rise, Yah rises.
Tom Shee.
I believe you, and I believe me, you have me convinced 100%, because I can say when I was in Christianity, I was all the way in. I came in with time, talent, and treasure. I brought my money. I brought my talents. I brought myself. I was committed 100% because they sold me this bill of goods that if I did certain things, that my pie in the sky was evidence that I was going to have it. And I believed it walking through the door. But we come over here and we have the truth, and we're the most powerful nation on the planet.
That's right.
And we have this.
Right.
And I believe that that half the time has distributed agents. He sends his agents in, and he plants them in different places. And these agents are there to bring negativity. They're there to bring fear, and they're there to turn the word into something else. And it's like, okay, I can get down with that. I mean, I understand if that's who you are, we identify you. The wheat and the tare grow together. But at the same time, the ones of us that's doing it, then move out the way. If you don't want to do it, just don't do it.
Yes, yes, yes. But see, that the people that are used to or don't understand and have selfish motives, they don't understand that they are in the way. So they feel that they have been deceived to the point to think that they are really doing right and they are really wrong.
Shalom,
that's how you get your work.
So, Donia, can I say something again?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Let me make a quick announcement again before you make your comment. If you want to make a comment, please push 1 so we can get you on the show. I see a lot of callers on the line. Right now, you may not be sure or have anything to say, and you just want to listen in to see what we're talking about, and I can understand that. But there's a lot of callers on here, and if you have a comment, please push 1. Go ahead, Brother Adonai.
Okay. I think we need to understand that the indoctrination is real deep. We've been here for 400 years, and before we got here, we was in another continent for over 2,000 years. So we don't have a strong feeling about the Almighty. Most of us are thinking, they say, well, I'm waiting on the Almighty. But we forget that the Almighty works through people. And what happens is that if the Almighty does not show his power by the way that they think that he should show his power, then they become stagnant, you understand, and not be able to latch on to any realization of what needs to be done. You know, so... So you know, see, we are like the guy that was in a flood. His family was in a flood. The waters came up to the first level, so he moved up to the second level and he called on the Most High. You understand? They sent a boat by. You understand? He told the boat driver, "No, I'm waiting on the Most High." You understand? Then the waters got up to the second level, so he moved on up to the rooftop. You understand? To make a long story short, he was calling on the Almighty, and they sent a helicopter, and he said, "No, I'm waiting on the Most High." So he wound up dying in the flood. You understand? So when he got to the Almighty, he said, "Almighty, I've been calling on you to save us." You understand? The Almighty told him, "I sent you a boat and a plane." We are so stagnant and so so brainwashed into this society. You understand that we're not able to realize our saviors. You understand? Mm-hmm. So we have to come back. Those that have the understanding on what we need to do, we need to take charge. They need to take charge and do what's necessary. Most of us won't latch on to anything until we see a product. You understand? So we need to try to do all we can do, you understand, because we're going to have backsliders even in the growth of the nation. You understand? We're going to have oppositions. You understand? Mm-hmm. Even in our nation, we're going to have all of that. But we must keep striving. We must stay in the way. The Almighty is a great Almighty. He brought us to this point. If we look back, you understand, and see, when we came here, when we got here, and we put our feet on this continent, we didn't know jack about the Almighty. Now what we are, you know, and so we latched on to a whole lot of different different understandings. You understand? Because we didn't have we didn't know anything about ourselves, we latched on and let people tell us that we were this and we were that. You understand? So and the indoctrination is so thick. You understand? We have to show it, that we have to be. They have to be shown the way that they should go. And Almighty is there today. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Kavah. I'm sorry.
I just want to say before you go on that we may have some callers that have not pushed one that we invited on. Like, there should be area code 541 and 310 as well, Brother Juan and Brother Malak and Brother Jonathan. So I just wanted to see if you see them, if you can just, allow their mics to come in.
They're not on here yet, but I just wanted to say that I think the problem is this. I think that people are institutionalized. And you know, when you realize when institutionalized people are able to function, you can tell in their conversations the way they function and how they function that they're institutionalized and that they've been in this thing for so very long that they don't know how to function. These people don't know how to function, and when you can hear a man, and I'm talking about a man, when you hear a man speak from the fear factor, I mean, it's a sad thing. You know, I had a young lady that called me from Maryland yesterday, and she's coming out of Christianity into this movement, and I had to build our men up, as I will always do, because I was like, you know, you got to realize that these men that we have over here in the Hebrew Israelite movement are powerful brothers. I said, this will be the first time that you'll see our black men standing on the street corners with Bibles under their arm. Our black men standing for something that they believe in. I said, now, we got some issues. I said, I don't want you to believe that we as a nation are perfect, because we're not. Right. We're not perfect. But this is the movement this is the thing that moved me when I came out. I saw black men standing up for something. But the majority of those that are in the movement have been institutionalized. They are institutionalized just like the church is institutionalized.
That's right. That's right. And that is so true. But when you have been created, grown up in a society that promotes these institutionalizations of our people from the school system, to every governmental institute that there is to enslave our people, so you don't know how to think outside of the institute. You know, you go from the church and you come over here into the nation, which is still scattered, and you don't have the church, but you have the separation of the camps and the Knesset or whatever it may be. So it's still division in the root of everything. Division is the base of all of it. And that's why you have the institutionalized thinking, because we are coming from one institution into the next, and we're thinking that we are actually, we're waking up to who we are, we know who we are, we're not calling on the pagan names anymore, we're calling on the Most High, but yet we still bring the mindset of the institution. We still bring the heart of the institution. We still bring the division of the institution and the spirit of the institution, which is religion. And we bring that into this movement, and we still think it's of the Most High, and it's not. So the cycle of the institution, like you said, the cycle of the mindset of the institution has to be broken, that mindset. It has to be broken. And the only way that's going to be broken is coming together as a nation. And when I say the only way to be broken, why I say that is because when you come together as a nation, you're not looking at yourself as individuals anymore. You're looking at yourself as a collective whole. We are a nation.
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
We believe differently, but guess what? These are my people. We are a nation. And when you start getting people to all speak the same thing, we are a nation. We are a nation. We are a nation. Words have power.
Yes, they do.
And those words that you speak will begin to form and begin to produce what you are saying.
And this is the mindset that everybody that is coming together in this movement and what the Most High is doing, they have the mindset, we got to come together. We got to come together. We got to come together. All speaking the same thing. Guess what? Yes, we're all calling on different names. But guess what? We understand we all got to come together. We got to come together. So having a mindset that we are a nation can tear down the divisive walls of this camp, that doctrine, this doctrine. It ain't even about that. We're beyond that. We're past that now. We're on the fact that we are a nation.
A nation of people.
And it's powerful.
Very powerful. And the beautiful part about it is that we're coming together. And the young man asked me, he said, okay, so you're coming together. And this was his argument. He said, you all claim to be the elders of Israel. He said, we don't have a king, we don't have a prince, we don't have the royal house of King David installed right now. The elders are the closest thing that we have to the leaders of this nation. If you claim to be the elders of this nation, then everybody should be on the same page and everybody should be moving in the same direction. And my response to him is, we are. The one thing that we have in common is Torah law. And we're moving in the direction of gathering as a nation. And the people that are building this nation, which is a group of people that the Most High has brought together to make this thing happen, I just want to let you all know, we're moving forward. So, you know, the radio show is to give everybody an opportunity to understand what we're doing. The radio show is to give everyone an opportunity to hear some of the bits and the pieces of the whole project that we're putting in place. But the infrastructure is built.
Yes.
What we're doing now is we're fulfilling the different departments of the infrastructure as the Most High sends the people in that are supposed to fill those compartments. The problem is because people don't understand it, they don't see the strategy of it all, they still think it's a bunch of discombobulated stuff, when it's really not. We're moving a whole lot farther than you know. The problem is that people who don't understand and don't know the intricate parts of it all sit back and judge, and then they make a comment or they make suggestions or they influence other people not to do something that they don't have the whole picture on. So I don't understand what the problem is. We've been scattered long enough. We've been killing each other long enough.
Yeah.
We have to go to our captors to get help that we need. We have Stockholm syndrome. And
yes,
for anybody
yes.
who doesn't know what Stockholm syndrome is when you fall in love with your captor.
Yes, 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 yes.
We have Stockholm syndrome. When we feel like that, oh, we can go to them, we can go to the white man because he knows he has all the answers. No, we have the answers. The answers is within our own self.
Yes, that's right. And that's what's been taken away from you, the ability to think for yourself. You know how that's been done? Every single day when you look out at a television program and you see or the commercials, they are telling you how to think and what you should think about. They're telling you how to dress. They're telling you how you should talk, from the TV to the music, to advertisements on billboards, to what you see, to what's on the internet. They're telling you how to think. But we don't even understand that that's what's happening. That's why we don't understand who we are on the inside, whose we are, and where he resides. He resides in you. It's woven throughout your DNA. So when you rise up, guess who else rises up with you? Yahweh rises. The Almighty Yah rises because the Almighty is on the inside of you. It's interesting how we're talking about this because I had asked a question yesterday to one of my coworkers. It actually was my supervisor. And I was at work, and something said, just ask him this question. So I asked him a question. Sometimes I throw things out there to make
our brothers think and our sisters think, because I want them to kind of start opening up the truth to them. So I asked my supervisor, my manager, I said, can I ask you a question? He said, sure, go ahead. I said, is the kingdom of the Most High, I said the Most High to him, is it physical? He said, no, it's not physical. I said, oh, it's not. I said, well, can I ask you a question? I said, well, where is the kingdom? And he said, oh, the kingdom is inside of you. It's right here. So I said, I said, so does that mean it's physical then? Mm-hmm. Are you physical?
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, I'm physical. I said, so you said the kingdom is on the inside of you. So does that mean the kingdom is physical? He just sat there and he kind of looked at me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because what we think is, because you think that you can't feel and touch the kingdom or the nations, but that's not true. It's supernatural, but it does not mean that it's not physical.
That's right.
When the kingdom and the nation is established, it's going to be established through you and me.
That's right.
That is correct.
That's right. That's powerful. That's powerful. The absolute. Absolutely. And you know what, to piggyback off of you, you know, when you talked about how, you know, they are conditioning us, and I have to admit it myself, you know, I was watching Scandal the other day, and you when you deal with the Daughters of Zion, because we're going to have to deal with this. I mean, this is an issue we really going to have to deal with, because we got camps out there that are calling us black women whores, and they calling us bitches, and they saying that the black women, and I excuse my French because I do not speak like this, but I feel that it's necessary to bring this out. I'm going to bring it to you the way that I received it when I watched it. You know, they're calling us bitches and they're calling us whores, and they're saying black women are shit, and I think GMS is one of the groups that does that. And when you have, you know, when you have that kind of opposition to come up against with your men, I mean, you know, they portrayed us to be a certain way. And I was watching Scandal the other day, and I had to tell myself, you know, that's it for me. I mean, you know, because in order to stop something, you got to stop something. And I'm watching this black chick, you know, they're glamorizing this black chick sleeping with this president of the United States. And it doesn't matter whether he's a black man or a white man. You know, the fact that they have portrayed us this way, and the fact that they're glamorizing this woman that's doing what she's doing, it's making us look bad. And I really felt like at one point, I ought to write Shonda Rhimes a letter and let her know, how dare you? I mean, we have enough to deal with. I mean, you know what I'm saying? How dare you put us, assign us like that? Because we're queens and princesses.
Yes.
And we got queens and princesses that sliding down stripper poles and walking the whole stroke. We got to change this kind of stuff, because if our men don't respect us, then what good is it? I mean, it just made me mad to the point where I'm seeing this chick rolling around in the bed with this man. And it's everybody watches Scandal. Everybody.
Ooh,
I mean, it's a show that everybody sits down on Thursday night and they watch. And it's
not me.
Our minds are gone.
Exactly. And you're right, Yaina. Our minds are gone, and that's one reason. That's one reason I don't watch television. People ask me about, they say, Kavai, you watch so-and-so? No. What is that? Who is that? And they look at me like I'm crazy. I'm not playing. I don't know these people. I don't know these people. I'm not watching. I'm not allowing them to tell me who I am, where to go, and how to do it, and when should I do it. Oh, no, you're not going to do that to me. The rabbit hole goes so deep, the rabbit don't even live there no more, and I refuse to go back to the rabbit hole. I'm digging my way out, clawing my way out, because I don't want to stay in this hole. So I'm not going to sit down and allow this
filth that's coming across the television, filth that's coming across the music, and poisoning your spirit. You don't even know that the vibrations and the frequencies from the waves of the TV, television, and from the airwaves and stuff you're listening to is affecting even your DNA. You can't even rise up because you got a low frequency that's hitting your spirit, causing you to act like an animal. You on the level of a beast. How can you ever rise to be on the level of a king and a queen if you keep putting that in your system?
And guess what, and in one of the sessions, they had the two homosexual men. I think this was the last one. Because that was the last time I was going to watch it. And I have been guilty of it. I sat down and watched it until something clicked in my mind and said, in order for you to change, you're going to have to change. And I'm sitting there watching these two men kissing each other. And I'm like, really? And then the episode before that, the black man sits on the ground while the white man is going through some sort of psychological changes, and he demeans himself. He sits there and he says, I'm not half the man you are.
Oh, my God.
I thought I was a man, but I'm not half the man you are. You're way more of a man than me. And I'm listening to this like, really? I mean, man, you know what? I didn't expect it to go this way. But it's necessary because we got to understand something. And that goes for the street preacher, and I hope that you guys are on here listening. That goes to the nation building. It goes from the nation building to the community building to the family building to the individual building. We're not whores.
That's right.
Shalom, shalom. This is Adonia one more time.
We're not whores. We're not sluts. We're not bitches.
Right.
We are the cradle of civilization. They came to us.
That's right.
Unacceptable. It's unacceptable. It's not acceptable in our nation that our women are treated like that. That our men, through television, they allow a writer to write in something, and in that they're demeaning our own people.
Yes. Yes.
Tonda Rhimes is a black woman. Our own people demean us to everybody else. It's not to stop.
Yes.
It's not to stop. It's not to stop. You know, and I would say to the street preachers, the ones that was on here yesterday, last week, we got to have a code of conduct. Because if we're building a nation, and we're building the infrastructure, and we're going through all these agencies to put this stuff in place, and we're stepping up to these people and saying, hey, we're not hiding, this is who we are, this is what we're doing, we're doing this on a positive note, then it's got to be positive all the way across the board. You're never going to win a black woman by calling her a whore, because guess what? I guarantee you a whore will go a whole lot farther than you stand up calling us a bitch or calling us a whore. That's not going to get it done because it's not working.
Right.
And the same thing for the women. If you want your man to work for you, the worst thing you can do is tear him down.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Absolutely right.
So as they go on the street corners, let's change. You know, let's embrace one another. Let's be positive to one another. Let's love one another. Because that's the key. Because if we don't have love, it's not going to get done. And I know when I see these men from GMS and all these other camps, and we invite you to call in.
We want you to call in.
Call in to the show. If there's anybody on the line right now that's connected with anybody from GMS, tell them to call in to the show. Because we want to know why you're doing this.
Yes. Yes.
Stop tearing us down. If you know, we can't tell you what to preach on the street corner. We can't tell you what to say. Hopefully you're under the unction of the Ruach. But in all cases, at best, if we go to these people, we're going to have to present a unified front. And it's love that's going to draw. It's love. One of the camps, I think it was Priest Shalimar, said we got to produce documentation. Okay, give us some documentation.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Because you can't feed the hungry one day and call the sister the whore the next day. It ain't good.
Mm-hmm.
Give us something. Give us something because we got to have something to work with.
Yes, we do.
You know, we got to have something to work with. Again,
And a lot of people, we got a lot of people on the line. And anybody that want to make a comment, please push one. We'll get you right on. But we got to have something to work with, and I'm going to let Adonia go ahead and speak. Adonia, go ahead. Your mic is open.
Kane, this is why we must separate ourselves. We have a law that's already on the books, that and we need to follow those laws. And the documentation allows us to establish ourselves amongst all the nations, because the Almighty said that he was going to rise, bring our nation back unto the land. He was going to bring us from the bottom to the top, and all the other nations will know that was done by the Almighty, nobody else. So we would have to have a little documentation to let the other nation, we will have to be under the name of the United Nations of Israel to be able to, so they can say so that they can see that the Almighty is at work. And not only one thing I wanted to say about see, we're able to turn the TV off, turn the TV to another station, but our children are seeing these things. You understand? They such young minded that they will accept those things as being mm-hmm. an alternative to the true and living Elohim. You understand?
That's
so
right.
So if we have a nation and we adhere to these laws and statutes and ordinances, you understand, and follow them, we can hold people accountable for their actions. Right now, man, them guys ain't going to listen, you understand, because we don't have no governing body saying that's wrong and we're going to hold you accountable for that. That's what we need. We got to have that. We got to hold these brothers and sisters accountable for their actions. And I relinquish the mic.
And guess what? The best way to do that is to cut the TV off. And the best way to do that is to cut the radio. If we as a people understand what's being done, cut the TV off. Don't patronize it. Don't watch
That's
it.
Right.
I mean, because for real, at the end of the day, they still portraying us like whores.
That's right. And of course, they're going to continue to put those images before the faces of our people. They want to project that onto you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you allow what somebody else is projecting onto you, if you accept it as such, then it will be. You will start acting and doing and being what they have projected on you. But when you learn to push back what somebody's projecting and push it back onto them and say, that don't belong to me.
Absolutely.
That belongs to you. So we have to push back what our enemy have projected onto us. They projected us as animals, brute beasts, walking around like we are savages. When we are kings and queens, we taught them how to write. We taught them how to read. They came over to the motherland to learn from us and stole and took back to Europe. So when you begin to understand even history, where they got a lot of stuff from, they learned it from you. They learned it from us. That's where they got it from.
Let me ask you a question, Kavai. So how do we get the stripper off the stripper pole? How do we, because see, once we build this nation and we bring these people into the knowledge of who they are, we've been preaching and teaching you a Hebrew Israelite, you're a Hebrew Israelite, you're a Hebrew Israelite, you're a Hebrew Israelite. But at the end of the day, a lot of times people do things because of resources. They need money.
Right.
They need funds. They need to feed their family. They need to feed their babies. And a lot of these people are doing these things for resources because they have to eat. I mean, you know, the Hostro been around for a long, long, long time. It's one of the oldest professions that's ever been out there. But at the end of the day, those women that are out there doing those things, they're doing that because they need money. And that is they have allowed themselves to do. So as a nation, because you're building the Department of Health and Human Services, and the things that you're doing, what are some of the things that you can suggest that we would have in place to be able to help these women when we do witness to these women and say, hey, you don't have to do this. Hey, come to the meeting. Let us show you a better woman.
One thing that we can have available for them, readily available for them, is to be able to make the trade-off or the transition from doing that to being able to step into an ability to be able to take care of themselves. We need to have jobs through the nation that we can create for them and the ability to even show them how to create their own businesses. We got to have all this stuff readily available for our people that they can do and make money and not have to degrade themselves before people in order to feed your family. Not only having the ability to eat, being able to have that food available for them through the nation, which is something we are setting up now even through our Department of Agriculture, and how we're going to interlink all of these things together, making sure that they have the food readily available to them, that it can get to them. Good food, not GMO'd, not the mess that they've given us that belong to the hybrids, because hybrids eat fake food. We ain't hybrids. We the real people. We the people from the dirt. We the real people from the dirt. We're not no hybrids. So we need the real stuff from the earth. So having that readily available to our people, getting the foods to them that they need, the right types of foods for them, creating the opportunities for them to be able to have their own money and to have their own housing, you know, at a cheap cost, very, very, very low cost, and being able to sustain themselves. So we can do that and give them something that they can step into and be able to survive, then we got it going on, and we have that ability to do that as a nation as we come together. So we're still putting things together, getting the whole policies and procedures and everything together for this whole Health and Human Services Department for the nation, and it's going to be powerful what's going to be available to our people, and we're going to have it available for them so we can go and tell them, you don't have to do this anymore. If I showed you a better way, would you give up the poll? If I showed you a better way, would you come out the stripper club? Would you put your clothes on? If I showed you how to make a living to get your dignity back, would you give it up? They got to have an alternative. So having that available to them and then reaching out to them in love. If you go out to them in love and then have a trade-off, you'll get them. You'll win them. Every time. It's okay. You can put your clothes back on. I got a way to show you how you can make money and survive and live and not have to take 1 ounce of clothes off to do it.
And the beautiful part about that, too, is that the men, and this is where the men come in at, because you know, we also let them know that, you know, our nation is rich with family, and our nation believes in the whole concept of family, and that the Most High has somebody for you. There is a masculine man that's ready to take you and to treat you like the queen that you're supposed to be treated like.
That's
because
right.
Even with the turning back of the captivity, and I spoke with one of my dear friends about the turning back of the captivity means the restoring of everything. I mean, when you understand how we were, what happened to us, you know, if you was married to my husband on the boat and you all came over on the boat and they sent you to Virginia, sent him to New York, and then they made you breed with somebody else and they made him breed with somebody else, but then everybody's really committing adultery, but children are being born, and then all of this stuff has to be restored back again.
Yes.
And that's what we're trying to say to everybody. The restoration of this people means the gathering and the changing of the mind. And you can come off the pole. And you can close your legs.
Yes.
Become virtuous. We're trying to create something. Even in the health department, in the health area, the diet is important.
Yes.
The way we
eat
is important. Because if we can show you how to cook, and we can say, hey, we got some sisters that can cook to the point where We don't have no pig. We don't have no animal byproducts in there that's not supposed to be there. We don't have insect products that are in our foods that's not supposed to be there. And they cook clean. If you can stop buying, going to the grocery store and spending 10 for 10.
Right.
Those items that's 10 for 10, because if it's 10 for 10, then that's the stuff that's not good for you. If we can provide cookbooks for you and show you how to cook, I guarantee you when you change your diet, your health will change. So these are the things that we're doing as a nation. I know camps do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not talking about from a camp standpoint. We're talking about from a nation standpoint. That these are some of the things that we need to do. And I got somebody who pushed one, and we're going to let them go on the air real quick. Eric Coast 513, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Todayah, you guys are doing it. Y'all hitting on a lot of stuff. And I have to agree, we have to unplug ourselves from the society. And we do need to have watchmen and watchwomen, and we need to have a course of action when someone has slandered us in a way that would harm our children. But I wanted to read Psalms 82, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Yah stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long, and we be those gods, let me just say that, how long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah, defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are God, and all of you are children of the Most High Yah. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O Yah, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Arise. And so that's important to us. And what you guys are saying and you're proposing that we would do is just what Yah has commanded us to do. You know, so we have the ability and the power to be able to do those things. One of the things that I think is very important that we first start with is addressing the moral decay within our people, you know, and realizing that we don't have to labor for a dollar, not for real, because outside the Most High himself, there's only three things that a man needs, that's food, raiment, and shelter, and those things, you don't need $1 million to be able to provide. We have to stop, we have to recondition our minds so that we know that our happiness and our self-worth and our success is not tangent upon a dollar.
Mm-hmm. So that's right.
If we can come together and do just the same, the things that we're proposing to do with the United Nations of Israel, build up our agriculture, build up our health and human services, not so that you can just come and sign up for a handout, but because you can come and labor beside us for the benefit of the whole of everybody, one for another. You know, we can start pulling the sisters coming together, start making our own garments so that we can be able to show how we can be the reflection of beauty and wholeness and virtuousness in the earth for our sisters and our daughters. So you guys are saying all the right things, and it's probably why nobody has really pushed the button yet. You guys are covering it all, and I just want to add that scriptures in there to be able to add to that, and I pray that the Most High, I know he shall, be our power to be able to allow us to be able to do the things that he would have for us to do, because he is waiting for us to arise and judge the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to make an announcement real quick. I just want to let everybody know that we have reached 7,285 listeners. This morning when I checked the report, it was 7,145, and 140 people listened from this morning up until the time the show aired. And I just want to let you know that they're listening, and that's all we want. We want your ear, because you really think it's about the people on the show, and we love the people that take the time out of their day to call on the show. But when we got 7,285 people that are archiving the show, We have your ear, and we want to deposit some things in you. And believe me, I know what it means to be a single mother. I was a single mother with children. I was a divorced mother with children. I know how hard it is.
I know
what it takes to do that. And it took almost everything out of me. But it was because of the Most High and because of my love for him and because he led and guided me that I was able to rear my children up. I know what it's like to not have a man in the house. I know what it's like to be married and not really be married for the right reason and go through abuse. I know what all of those things are like. I've experienced them. I know what they're like. We understand. And there's a young lady on YouTube, and she preaches the gospel from the stripper pole. And when I looked at it, my heart went out to her, because I don't even know if you've ever seen it, but the girl is literally sitting at the table with her husband, and her breast is out, and her nipples are showing.
Yep, I briefly saw that, and it was really sad. It sat in my heart because, number one, she has no understanding of true virtue. And number two, and I'm just going to say this, and y'all take it the way y'all want to take it if y'all want to, but her husband needs to be slapped. So allow your wife to sit there like that. She is a reflection of him.
But guess what? They don't know no better, because they couldn't know any better for them to even be doing that.
I know that. That's my. But sometimes, listen, Yaina, and I'm just saying this, I'm keeping it on the real, everybody. From the point of Kavah, sometimes you got to slap folks to slap some sense into them. And if he was slapped with some sense, then he'll get it. No, I'm just being honest with you.
But
don't
you think that's where the men of Israel come in at? Don't you think that's a perfect opportunity for the men of Israel to embrace that brother and say, brother, look, what you doing? This your queen right here. You
I agree.
The tactics are unnecessary. You don't need the tactics. You have your queen on YouTube with her breasts hanging out, and this is, brother, you need to step up, and this ain't going to work, man, because you're a king or you're a part of Israel. We have more respect for ourselves than that. Even though it's Christianity that they're teaching, it's like, wow, what a state that we've become in.
But you see, but I mean, Yaina, even to that point, I mean, I agree they should step up. You know, when I say slap, I'm not talking about physically going up slapping him, maybe a little bit. But I'm saying that if some sense was slapped into him from the point, if people come to him, like you said, the brother, and say, man, come on now. This ain't cool. That's a form of being slapped.
Yeah.
You want all these men lusting after your wife? You know, they looking at her. You sitting right by her, but they looking at your wife having sex with her while you sitting next to her, and they don't have to lay one hand on her.
And don't you understand, that's what I was saying before with everything that's going on. It's the psychological game that's being played on us as a people that even entered her mind to the point where she felt like that was okay. I mean, for real, when you really understand what's been done, we at the nation of Israel and the people of Israel, when we come together as a nation, we're coming together with a common goal, and that is to be able to, one, before you can tell anyone, you have to set an example. You have to be the example. Two, once you become the example, then you set out on course to be able to teach someone and tell someone what to do. And then three, and then you go and you help people, because, you know, we can't pounce down on people. That's why I said about the brothers on the corner. Calling us bitches and whores is not going to change nothing. The dog is buying us special to Yah. We have a special place in his heart. We're mentioned, and we're just as special as you are. But the love is what's going to draw people to change their mind. And it's the same way with the men. I mean, you got Hebrew Israelite brothers that's running game on women.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Every day. Every day. And it ain't no joke. It's the truth. When is all, let me read something. Sister Tamar read something. And I think some of us have forget that this is here in the scripture. Hold on, I'm going to get this right quick.
And let me say this real quick before you read. If you all are guests on the show and you've been asked to come on the show, please push 1 and we'll get you on. We want to hear your comments and what you have to say. We got quite a few area codes on the line. We got 404-313-526. 352. We got all kind of area codes, 513, that are on the line right now. And if you have a comment or you just want to introduce yourself and let us know where you're calling from, please push 1 and we'll get you right on the air.
I think, Yaina, that a lot of our brethren and sistren don't even understand that a certain point of the law that's in the book, that's a certain point that's in the law that we should not do to one another, is sitting here. A lot of times you don't hear them talk about it, and they show it in their action with the way they treat one another, with the way we treat one another. And I'm going to read it. It's in Leviticus 19:11. Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. So if you running game, mm-hmm. if you doing shady stuff, you're lying. Mm-hmm. You're dealing falsely, and you breaking the law. Mm-hmm. Period. I think sometimes that they feel like, well, I'm not doing this, but then you're doing that. If Kavah is doing something that's not considered a big thing, but it's something considered small, if it's breaking the law, it's breaking the law. I don't care. It's still wrong.
So let me ask you this, Kavah. So if you got, let's say for instance one of the sisters decided to come off the host row, and she comes into the United Nation of Israel, and she's broken, and I mean she's hurt. She's been through the church didn't work. She's been through the streets didn't work, and now she comes into the United Nation of Israel. What type of counseling and things are you going to have available for them so that they do have some place to run into? And how are you going to shield them from the wolves of the Hebrew brothers that will be there to take advantage? Because the wolves are going to be there irregardless of what we do. But we have to show them something different in the United Nation of Israel. What type of counseling sessions and things would you have available for them to, in order to get them ready for to be able to just have some self-respect again?
One thing that we're going to establish and are establishing under, which will be our social services program that I'm putting together, it's called the Family Restorative Services. So it's going to be a program or a department that is strictly to help restore the brokenness of our families, from marriages, from the teenagers to the children to the single women, single mothers to the widows. It's going to be there for all of the nation of Israel. And they will be able to go and to be able to sit and talk with trustworthy people that can counsel them from the level, from the spirit of Yah, the spirit of love and compassion. We're not going to have people dealing with people that are broken and coming in broken, that have no compassion for the people, because that's not the spirit of Yah. We're not going to have people that is going to sit and look at you and judge you according to where you have come from. That's not the spirit of Yah. Everybody that's going to be a part of the counseling aspect to help restore our families, they have to have a demonstrated life of love. They have to have their words seasoned in love and compassion. And they have to know how to handle the people of Yah very delicately to help them to get to the point where they need to be. And all of that comes out of having the spirit of Yah and having a true heart for people. So we'll have things set up for them, for their children, for families, broken families, husbands, wives, whomever, even for those that want to go into being married. We're going to have all that set up because we're going to have a proper procedure and manner in which everything is going to be structured, that you have the steps that you have to take to even get to a certain point. Because we have to understand.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Because we have to understand and know that the family, which was established in Genesis or Bereshit, from the beginning, that's what the Most High established, was a family. And the foundation of any and all nations is the family. So the family is the trunk of the tree. And the tree, the trunk, supports the branches. So once we get, make sure that trunk is rooted and grounded, then everything can grow from that trunk.
That's good. That's good. And you know what? There's so many other areas that we have to address that we're working on addressing, because you're going to have the people that are going to come in there with alternative lifestyles because they've been in exile for so long, and because this is acceptable in the our host country where we are, and because laws have been passed to make this acceptable, then they're coming in that way, and we're going to have to address that. And somebody asked me once, they said, well, you have a license to marry. And I do. I have a license through the state that I'm in to be able to marry people. And they said, what are you going to do when it becomes mandatory that alternative lifestyles are positive, and that they, if they come to you and require you to marry them? And my response to them was this: I won't be able to do it. I'll turn my license back in. And this is what we're trying to get people to understand. All of you people that are against sovereignty and against us building a nation, there's coming a time where the government is going to, I'm going to say going to pass laws, they have already set in motion and began to pass laws that are going to test the very core of who you are and what you stand for on the principles of the word. The government's laws do not come in direct connection with Yah's word. They are not keeping his word. They created their own righteousness, and they're passing laws and getting laws in place that is going to cover areas that is going to make you question the very foundation of what you stand for. And it's to the point where the Christian pastors aren't even preaching against alternative lifestyles anymore, homosexual marriage. And I told the young lady that asked me, I said, I will not marry two men, and I definitely are not going to marry two women. So if that's a requirement by the law, I'm going to turn my marriage license certificate in. And that's when I run into the United Nations of Israel, and then we have our own marriage steps the way we do it. Because if we're going to rely on the system in the way they do it, theirs is not done in righteousness. It's just not.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And see, that's the fear of people. They are afraid to let go of the system. That's what they're afraid of. If that's all you have known, that's all you have maneuvered in, if that's all you have ever experienced, you're afraid to step outside of what you are used to. Because on the other side, when you have to give up stuff, you don't even know what's waiting on the other side. You're afraid because you think that on the other side you're going to suffer. You think that on the other side you're going to lack. You think that on the other side it's going to be very, very, very bleak. But if I told you that if you gave up that there was a hundredfold or 10 times more on this side, would you do it, even though you couldn't see it?
That's fake.
And that's how the Most High operates. He wants to know, are we willing to give up that system? Because it is all geared towards the beast. And that's just the truth. Everything in that system is geared towards the beast. But are you willing to give up the beast? You willing to give it up? You willing to give up that fiat money? Are you willing to give up that electronic currency, digital currency, that in that B system? Because the scriptures is clear for those of us who do read the New Testament. There is a statement that was made by the Hamashiach. I know we have some that don't and some that do. But he said, you cannot serve two masters.
No.
You're either going to love one and hate the other. You cannot serve Mammon and Yahweh.
That's That's right.
You can't do
And you know what, Kavah, and the beautiful part about this is I know this is the Most High's timing, because just today my daughter-in-law came from Chicago, and she sat right here in my office, and she looked so perplexed. And I was like, what is wrong? She said, I'm just tired of all of the confusion. She said, I just don't know what's right. She said that these people over here think they're right, and these people over here say they're right, and these people over here say they're right. She said, and it's just confusing. I said, the one thing, I said, this is where we have an issue with. And I say this, and I'm going to say this from the bottom of my heart to all of you out there that are listening that have Christian friends, cousins, pastors, prophets, evangelists. I was in it. I was in it 100%. And like I told her, and please have them archive the show, Christianity is this all little, nicely little, divided little institution. And that's fine. I have a problem with institutions because everybody creates institutions.
Yeah.
Man has a habit of creating institutions. The problem comes in at is they created this institution around the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yes.
And they tell everybody that we serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yes.
And the lie comes in at is, no, you don't.
That's right.
If you did, you would line up according to what the God, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob told you to do.
Yes, that's right.
And because you're doing the opposite, that's when we get offended. Because he is the God of the Hebrews, and he is who we serve. But when you claim to be an institution that's built around him, then we have a problem. So all of the institutions, and I said that to say this, all of the institutions that are in this earth are not geared toward Yahuwah. It's not geared
right.
toward Torah. It's not geared
yes.
toward the lifestyle that he gave to us people as a nation. That's why
yes.
we're putting the nation together. And to the girls, to the women that are hurting, and to the women that are sliding down the poles, and to the women that are walking the Holy
yes.
Ghost street, the street.
Yes.
We got some fine brothers over in Israel. We got some fine, good-looking men in Israel that stand on the word of the Most High. And I guarantee you, if you change your life and if you change the way you live, they're ready to embrace you and be the men that they're supposed
yes.
to be. But
yes.
we got to change first.
Yes. Yes. We are very, very powerful as women. We are very powerful as women. You and I and every woman that was created of Yisrael, we carry something powerful, and it's called a womb. A womb that can birth. Now, I'm not just talking about your physical womb. You also carry a spiritual womb. The scripture says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor from Yahuwah. Okay? That's what the scripture says. And that's very powerful to the point that you don't even understand that when this man or your husband finds you, he finds his favor. The
yes,
favor
right.
comes with you because
yes.
you're able to birth. You're able to bring stuff to pass when he connects with you. He's got the seed or whatever it is in his spirit, but it takes a womb.
Yes,
for that seed to incubate, it takes a womb. For that seed to grow, it takes a womb to give back to that man what he planted in you, just like the earth. The womb of the earth is what produces what we have, trees, grass, and every mineral and resource we take it out of the earth to produce. Even the stuff that we live in, houses, cars, and stuff we use come from the earth, materials from the earth. So it takes a
womb. Many of us don't even understand that. The power that is on the inside of us.
And you know what it is, too? It's femininity, you know, and a lot of women. And I'm going to tell you something. And we're talking to the girls today, and we're glad the men are listening, but we're talking to the girls. But a lot of us, you know, we lost something. And I was telling one of the brothers, I said a part of the curse was that he made us angry. He said you was going to hate your children, and you was going to hate your husband, and the children that came between your legs you was going to hate. But as he begins to restore you back, and as you begin to come back to him, that femininity, that softness comes back. And I tell you what, every man, and I don't care who it is listening to my voice, every man that's on this phone and every man that's in the listening audience, when a girl really becomes a girl, he'll muscle up like mush.
Yes, he will.
Because it's something that we possess that they need. And all we're saying is we got the answers and we want to be able to help you. Just come when we just come, call our number, email us. We want to we have organizations that we're going to put together. We have a program called Y'all Pay, and it's for women. It's just for the girls. And we're going to bring back the softness and bring back the femininity. Yes. And we're going to take off all the naked clothes and all the breasts hanging out and the clothes. We get ready to come back to the virtue that we are and be the beautiful women that we are, because there is somebody for you.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes,
and there's somebody out there to love you, and there's somebody out there to hold you, and there's somebody out there that's going to work for you and to take care of you and do all the things that a man is supposed to do. And a man knows what he wants to. You know what my mom told me, and you know what, I hold this dear to my heart, and she told me this as a young girl. She said, if a man really wants you, you don't have to do nothing. He said, because he's gonna make you know that you're who he wants. And do nothing.
All you got to do is just be you. And not to say that you don't have to be soft, and not to say that you don't have to respond, and not to say that you just sit there.
But the fact is, when you find women that's doing more for the man than the man is doing to them, then there's something wrong. And that's that whole reversal of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is so true, Yaina. That is so, so, so true. Even to the point now of where the women, when I was coming up, the boys were very aggressive towards the women.
Yes.
But now, in this generation, the girls are the aggressors.
Yes.
They are the aggressors. They're going to chase you down. Yes. Because instinctively in a man is created, and instinctively it is in him to hunt.
Yes,
that's why he goes. That's why the scriptures say he that finds, he's hunting. He's looking. And when you go ahead, Sister Yaina, go ahead.
No, I was missing. I said you're absolutely right.
Yes, you know that's what he's hunting. He's searching, he's looking. So when we become the hunted and not the hunters, and know how to allow yourself to be chased, allow yourself to be hunted in a beautiful manner.
It is.
Beautiful manner. Then you will be connected to who the Most High have for you to be connected to. But you allow him to chase you. And that's
so then
the truth.
Do you think those are the things that we're bringing in the nation? Those are the programs and some of the things that we're bringing to the nation. We're bringing the softness back. We're opening up our women's eyes, the daughters of Zion's eyes, to let them know. We're bringing, this nation has all sorts of programs that we're going to bring into play so that you understand the things that we lost, so that you can receive the softness back, so that you don't have to be the man and the woman, the mother and the father. That there is a softness that comes with us that is automatically in us.
Exactly.
It's automatically in us.
Exactly. And you just have to know how. Go ahead. I'm sorry, sis.
No, go ahead, because you took the words right out of my mouth. Go ahead and say it.
You just have to learn how to tap into it. I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to give you an example of something, and I crack up at this because I have learned how to tap into this trait or something that the Most High has given me. Where I work at, I deal in hospitality, and I have to deal with a lot of people and stuff like that. So, and I love people. I just love people at heart, and every day, or when I do go to work, there's one of the managers there. It's several of them, but this one particular manager, and even a lot of the guests, they say he tells me, he said, you know what? He said, you have a smile that when I come to work, I'm just waiting to see you smile, because your smile is one of the most beautiful smiles I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny because it showed me how one little simple thing can touch the heart of our brothers. You understand what I'm saying? You don't even know that this is something that's considered a soft trait. I'm just using this as an example. And I even had some other brothers say that being feminine is really beautiful.
It is.
I'm telling you, at work, I've actually hired some of the brothers, and they've even said to me, they pointed at some of the other women, they said, See her right here? She's just too hard. She acts too much like the street. But you feminine. And that shocked me because Yaina been saying it, and I've heard many been saying it, but that is what we need, is to get our femininity back. And that's just the truth.
Yes, it is. And it's a beautiful thing because Yah put it in us. And we don't have to challenge. Because he knows that we're not stronger than the men. We don't have the physical strength that they have. You know, we don't even have to have the mental strength that they have. All we have to do is know how to tap into that femininity to get the things that we need from them. And because some of our women are out there and they have been thrown into single parenting and they've had to be the mother and the father, they've lost those things. And it doesn't mean that you're not a woman. It doesn't mean that there's not somebody out there to love you. And I want to tell the women, don't accept anything. Don't accept abuse. Don't accept because you feel like you're out there that you don't have any other recourse. We're letting you know that when we put these programs together, and we're doing this right now, the United Nation of Israel, and we're putting programs together to help you, programs to build self-esteem, programs so that you can present yourself as virtuous, that we need your help, and we want you to be able to help us to be able to do these things. We want to be able to provide insight to you, the older women, to teach the younger women how to be tastekeepers at home. That is our instruction. Mm-hmm. That's what we're supposed to do.
Yes.
And we're not going to judge. You know what? We're not going to judge. We're going to hug. And there's a difference between judging and hugging.
Yes, there is. And you'll know the difference. You'll know when it's genuine. You'll know when it's genuine because you'll feel safe. You'll know when it's love because you'll feel safe. You won't feel like, I don't know if I should really just, you know, if I'm free to really just be myself and to tell them, you know, of the things that I used to do. We're not asking for you to tell us all your past. That's not what we're saying. We're asking for you just to step forward and leave the past where it is, in the past.
That's right.
And we want to help you go towards your future.
Yes.
That's what we're saying. We're saying have a mindset to say, I want to change. Help me to change, my sisters. Help me. Help me to change my nation. I'm going to the nation and asking my nation to help me.
Yeah.
And the nation is a big old village. Because like the African proverb said, it takes a village to raise a child.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
So, you know, that's the beauty in having your nation and having standards. And having your own culture and having your own way of doing things that was given to us from the beginning. It's powerful if we stand as a nation, one people. One people. We don't even know that we are the majority and have always been the majority. But guess what? They have flipped it and said we were the minority. That was the biggest lie that was ever put in black and white.
That's true.
That's true. We are the majority.
Yes, we are. Yep. Yep,
and it's time
true.
For us to rise. My sister and my brethren, it's time for us to rise.
But, Kavai, what about the brothers? I mean, because the sisters come in, and we want you to push one, and we got some brothers on the line. Push one, because, you know, once the brethren, once the sisters come in, you know, the brethren is going to be there, the positive brothers are going to be there. The brothers
yes.
who are living out this word in righteousness, the
yes.
brothers who are there to provide for support for them and to be there for them so that they can see. Because the other nations are supposed to look on us, and we're supposed to be the model for the other nations.
Yes.
And for so yes. long, the other nations have been telling us how to act and telling us who we are and telling us how we're to perceive ourselves. And that's what this nation gathering is all about. Now we're
mm-hmm.
telling you, our people, that this is who we are according to the scriptures. And we're going to give you an example of how it's supposed to look. And it's
mm-hmm.
about love. It's all
it
about love. It's about love. If you can bring love in, then you want it. You want it. And
yeah.
we just want you to know we love you. And we want you to come in, and we need you to come in so we can
yeah.
help you. And there are single parents out there that are struggling and homeless and all of those things. We're putting together housing, the private
yes.
housing, and getting
yes.
things together for you so that you'll have somewhere to live.
Yes, exactly. So you will have somewhere to live and don't have to worry about somebody saying they're going to put you out because you won't come and write down all your business on their form so they can stay in your business. That's not
yeah.
what this is about. This is not about that. This is about everybody having all things equal, all things common. And we
yes.
all need food, clothes, and shelter.
That's
what we all
right.
have in common. We all have in common, I mean, survival. We all have in common that we are all the same people. We're all from the same seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. We are of that same seed. So that's what we have in common. And the most important thing we have in common is we have the Elohim of heaven and earth, Yahweh. Whether you even understand that you belong to Yahweh, you do. By virtue of a covenant that our forefathers made with Yahweh. You can't even get away from Yahweh even if you wanted to.
That's true.
So it is important that you understand what is transpiring. It is the gathering and the building of a nation.
Of a nation.
Yes. You are going back to the point of rulership. That's what this means. You're going back to the point of reigning, of ruling and reigning. You are going back to the point of being the head and no longer the tail. That was the original promise in Deuteronomy 28. When I was in church, they will quote Deuteronomy 28. They will sing the song for Abraham and had. You blessed in the city. We blessed in the field. We blessed when we come, when we go. We cast down every stronghold.
Yeah.
Within poverty must cease. For the devil is defeated. We are blessed. What does that mean? When that was given, Deuteronomy 28 and 1. Verse 1 through 14 talked about the blessings of a people, a nation.
Yes.
If they were to do and follow what the Elohim, Yahweh, of heaven and earth
told them to do, that is the position that we would have been in and we would have stayed in. But because our forefathers did not do that, we were cursed. Deuteronomy 15 through 68. Now, all of these curses are being reversed because we are waking up. He is waking up the dry bones and breathing upon the dry bones in the valley, Ezekiel 37. So now that we are rattling and shaking and he's blowing upon us, breathing his ruach upon his life, upon us, he is positioning us to go back to where we were supposed to be in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 through 14. That's where we were supposed to be. That's where we were supposed to stay, and we were never supposed to come down from those blessings or that positioning of rulership, because Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14 is a position of rulership. We're supposed to own all the banks right now. We're supposed to be ruling and reigning from one continent to the other. We are not the minority, but the majority, which is Yasharal. So what is happening is that we're going back to that. And can't no man, can't no elite, no one that is in the position that they think they're in now of ruling stop it, because their reign and their domain has ended.
That's right.
We're in a whole nother dimension, a whole new world. Time has flipped.
That's what happens. Changing of the God.
Changes have come and is manifesting upon the earth. So we have to understand that things have flipped. We're going back to the way it was. But this time it's going to be better, and this time it will never end.
That's right.
I had an opportunity to talk to this man, and he was Caucasian. This man was so afraid because the stuff was going on in his accounting firm or whatever. And he asked me a question, wanted to know, do I think everything going to be all right with him? And, you know, and I looked at him. I told him, I said, you know that you guys' time is up. You know that, don't you? This is what I told the man. No, I'm serious. I wasn't playing. I don't play when it comes to stuff like this. I said, you know your time is up, don't you? Y'all laughing at me. I promise you, I've told the man this. I'm going to tell you the conversation.
Yeah, don't she?
He did. He said, yeah, we know. Now, listen, they know it. This is what was, like, I was chuckling because I said, I'm glad that he admitted it. He said, yeah, we know. I said, so a lot of you all are getting ready to inherit the punishment. You're getting ready to endure the punishment from the sins of your forefathers for what they did to us. You do know
right.
That, don't you? I'm just telling y'all the conversation. This is how the conversation went. He said, yes, I know. I said, so your best thing to do for you? I said, you need to go and start helping my people who are poor right now. I said, because a lot of y'all are getting ready to serve us.
Wow.
Guess what he said?
What did he say?
I do go out and I give to the poor. I go give to the poor. I really help the homeless, and I go volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but you can't get away from what's getting ready to happen.
You might get by, but you won't get away, and that is the truth. And the issue is, you know, as we come into this nation and we come into this knowledge, you know, they know that you know, they're, everybody's on the timeline. Nothing lasts forever. Even the greatest of civilizations, Babylon was once a great civilization. They said there was more, it was more gold. It was just as much dust as it was gold in Babylon. It was a golden city, and it reigned and it ruled. And the currency for Babylon was the world currency for all of the other nations. And it was bold and brazen. But now there's only remnants of it in it, and it has turned into a small nation, and it has no power anymore. I mean, the Medes and the Persians, that was a empire that ruled, and Greece ruled at one time, and Rome ruled at one time, and now we got the Holy Roman Empire that's ruling, and nothing lasts forever, but Israel will rule forever. And those are the things that we're doing. We're getting people prepared to understand who they are and the mindset of who they are. And I got a caller here, area code 513, and I want to make an announcement real quick. If you're interested in finding out anything else about the nation and what we're doing, the website is Yah Will Gather, YAHWILLGATHER.US, YahWillGather.US. If you would like to receive a newsletter, which we send out every month, please email me at nationofyehuda, YEHUDAH, at yahoo.com. Don't forget the 2013 annual State of the Nation address, because everything we talked about today, from the departments that we're setting up, to the strategies that we're putting together, to the programs that we're going to be running, to the things that we're putting in place, installing the elders of the nation, and all the things that we talked about today are the things that we're going to address at the 2013 annual State of the Nation address. We need your input. We need you to come. We need your support. Don't forget to go on the website, www.2013annualstateofthenationaddress.com, and it has all of the information on there, time, date. It's September the 1st, 2013. For those people who are coming in early or coming in on that Friday, we will have a Shabbat, a Sabbath on that Saturday, and we're going to have a large Sabbath, and we're going to enjoy each other's company. So the actual event is actually on the first day of the week, which is that Sunday. So we invite everyone. We encourage you to sign up and to participate in the program, because it's going to be a day filled with information, a day filled with knowledge. Some of our agricultural people are bringing seeds that are not genetically modified, and cookbooks are going to be there, and instruction programs are going to be there. We're going to have programs installed for the children. I mean, we're doing everything we can to put this nation together so that we can provide you with an alternative, and you'll have some place to run into for safety. And on that note, Erico 513, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to ask, Sister Yaina, did you give out a number yet? People could call if they needed to get any help. Some of those young sisters that just wanted to be able to talk to someone. Giving out a number?
Sure, absolutely. You can reach us at 513. If you need somewhere to talk or someone to talk to, you know, if you feel like that, you know, it's just getting to be too much for you, you just want to have somebody to talk to, we won't judge you. We won't have anything against you. You can reach us at area code 513. 494-6653, 513-494-6653, and just call and talk, and we will definitely have a listening ear for you. If we can help in any way we can, we don't have a lot of resources right now, but we're definitely putting our resources together, and Yah is going to provide, but whatever we can do, we're going to try to do to the best of our ability so that we'll be able to help you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Also, Kavai, you know what? We also got to set. It's another issue I wanted to deal with real quick. We got to deal. It's so many things in our nation that we got to come up with, because we have so many children that are in foster care and many children that are in orphanages. We got to provide these outlets for our nation, and we need to really come up with something for that as well. You know, because our children, because we observe the Sabbath, they don't get to participate in anything like, you know, most of the soccer games and the football games and the baseball games and stuff, and the practices are on Saturday. You know, my son is very athletic, and we have a couple of athletic coaches that are willing to put together programs for the kids to get involved with, so our kids can have different activities that they can involve with, that we're not actually doing it on the Sabbath. We're creating all sorts of programs so that we as a nation do things a certain way, and we need your help. So if you're out there, and you have these type of abilities,
and you want to be able to contribute something like that to what we're doing, please give us a call. Give us the information that we need. Again, it's area code 513-494-6653. We need everybody's participation because, like she said, it takes a village, and we're going to try to rescue our children, those that don't have parents, those that are in foster care, those that are in those homes and different things like that. We're putting things together in our nation so that we can address those issues too.
Yes, yes, we are. Yes, we are. And so we need you. You know, a nation is not a nation without people. A nation is not a nation without families. So we need you, our brethren and our sistren. We need you to help us to build this nation, because it is not a nation without you. And we can't do it without you. So we need you.
And the YAPE program, we have a program called YAPE, and we're putting that together right now. It's totally for self-esteem. It's totally to bring back the femininity of the women of our nation. It's totally put in place so that we can become soft again. It's totally put in place so that we can become beautiful again, and put in place so that we can be the women that our men need, so that we can be the women that Yah has called us to be. And if you want to be involved in that program, please, please email us at nationofyehuda, Y-E-H-U-D-A-H, at yahoo.com. We're sponsoring fashion shows. I know we have some fashion designers that are in Israel. I know we have, you know, different people from in Africa that are providing fabrics for us and all kinds of things like that. And we want women who are very good at head wraps and how to do those type of things, because some of those women are coming to the State of the Nation address and they're bringing their beautiful fabrics and things like that that we have as a name. It's going to be a beautiful day filled with all sorts of things. But if you want to be a part of this, please email us at nationofyehuda@yahoo.com. Or either you can call us at area code 513-494-6653. And we look forward to meeting everybody, because it's going to be time. All of us that are on the phone lines and have gotten to know each other through the phone lines, we know each other through building, but now we're coming together and we're going to make this thing happen. So that is what this is all about. You know, all of those that are fearful, we can't do anything about that. But if you're not fearful and you want to be involved in this and do something positive, please let us know. Kavai, you have anything else that you
want to
say?
No, I just wanted to encourage our people and to know that there is a refuge that is being built for you to run into, just like in the days of when the famine came to Egypt. And our people that were in Goshen, you know, the Egyptians sold themselves first into slavery because they couldn't live anymore with what was transpiring in the time of famine. Their money began to fail, and they had to go and get what they needed from Joseph. So it is again happening in our nation. There is being refuge built, things being supplied, and we want you to know that you don't have to be afraid. Yahweh is with us, and it is Almighty Yah that is doing the gathering and putting this together. And if we do it according to what He has us doing, it will not fail. That's all I need to have to say.
Brother Adonijah, you got some last words you want to say to our people?
Shalom, yes. I want to try to plug this program that I have presented to y'all earlier. Is about the breaking the cycle of recidivism. We need to set up. We're trying to set up a board, and if there's some people out there that has knowledge of getting a recovery that works in that recovery field, we could use your understanding and help us to set this program up. And you can get in touch with Yaima and Kavar. At that same number, and they'll relay all the messages that they have to me, so that we can try to get that going. But I want to tell all of y'all that I love you, and there's nothing that you can do about it.
Hey, see, that's what I'm talking about. He loves us.
We don't want to do nothing about it. But you know what? We have all sorts of programs going. We're working with the prisoner. He has a program for the prisoners to stop recidivism and going back and forth into the prisons. And we're setting up halfway houses, and we're getting programs installed. And they're coming out of prison with skills, and we need those skills. And we're going to build as a nation. Like you said, we're not going to judge. We're just going to love, and we're just going to build. And we want you to know, don't be afraid, because all we have is love, and all we need is your love. And if your love and our love come together, love doesn't do anything but love. And that's all we want to do is love, love, love. And we want you to be a part of this, because this is a great movement, and nobody's going to be able to stop it, because he loves us so much that he gave us the ability to love each other. And on that note, if everybody has said what they need to say, we want to say shalom, shalom. We love
shalom,
you,
shalom.
And we'll see you next week. And thanks for calling. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Thou art God, from everlasting.
That's a beautiful song. I wanted to let you guys know again that that is the Sounds of Sinai, Thou Art Yah, and it's a beautiful song. We want to say shalom, shalom. I also want to let you know, don't forget, the 2013 Annual State of the Nation Address. The website is www.2013annualstateofthenationaddress.com. The other website is yahwillgather.us. YahWillGather.us. Go on the website. We got some big things happening. Kavai, you want to say goodbye?
Oh, I love you. I love you, my people, Yisrael. And I want to say, like my brothers on the corner say, Kwam Yasharela. It means rise, Yisrael. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We love you. We love you. We'll see you next week. We enjoyed this conversation that we had with you. We want to tell the daughters of Zion, stand up, rise up. You're beautiful. You're loved. We need you. We want to embrace you, and we need to have you by our side. Our men need you. We need you to be women, and we love you so much. We want to say shalom, shalom. We thank all the guests that came on the show today that took time out of their day, and we tell you, rise, Yasharela, rise, because we're gathering as a nation. So long, everybody. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Shalom, shalom.